Vivi, Sarah Green, Kispyox Village, June 10th, 1987.
My first year is 916, December 7th. I was born in Kipatamix, Nazareth.
Village?
Yeah, Vegas.
Is that where your mom and dad is from?
My mother was Camden, and my father came from Cook.
What is your mother's name?
My mother's name was Elizabeth.
Your father?
Johnny Derrick. John Richard Derrick.
Where did you grow up?
I was with my grandparents when I was home. Who was my sister? And I wish to live in with my grandparents, my mother's mother.
Mm-hmm. Up in the grass?
Yeah, the same village.
What was the village again?
Kipatamix.
What does that mean?
That's what they call it, Kipatamix. It was the old village people. They're moving across and they have a new village now.
What village is that now?
Called it Neo-Kipatamix, that's what Godfrey was told me. They said Neo-Iansk.
So that's Neo-Iansk now?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go to school there?
Yeah, we did go to school when we were small.
In Iansk, up at the Nazareth?
Yes, same place.
How was the school?
I don't know, I don't even remember how old I am. I was with my sister.
Did you go to boarding school?
No. When my mother died, the kitchen girl, January. I'm still living with my grandfather in the same place. And with my sister. Oh, she's the only one going with my father. When my mother died, my grandmother took her.
Grandparents' name?
My grandmother named Martha.
Martha?
Martha Grandison.
Grandison?
Mm-hmm. My grandmother's name, Luke Grandison.
And when did you take his place?
When my mom died on January, then after and down to Fishley Bay for holding.
Fishley Bay?
My grandmother died that day when we moved out. Having a heart attack and he fell over and they could all turn over too and I wasn't with them, I was with my or the grandparents in the other canoe. So I want my sister to be with me, and my grandmother wouldn't like me, because we don't want to be separated. And she was in, and that day when I lost my sister and my friend, and I stayed in the village for 2 weeks.
Sweden.
To their movies, to the Canary, and I went with them. When we get down to Loop, we were there for time, then maybe 2-3 days, I don't know, because Father said I was around 8 years old when my mother died, and my sister the same year that died. And I remember, I never forget it. Then after that, I forgot everything I was doing. And I was that sick in Canary. We were staying at the Canary Plaxton. My grandmother was fishing. My aunt's supposed to be fishing at that time. And he's getting sick. He kept on going, said his wife to go to work immediately. And I was the one who stood after the little boy in Slowers.
Your uncle's little boy?
Yeah, my uncle's little boy. My uncle's name was Granderson, John Sidney Granderson, his name. That's the uncle I have after my dad.
And that's who you stayed with, your uncle?
You stayed with them, my grandfather. After that, it was that summer, July, because I don't remember anything, when my uncle died. And after that, went back to his body, to the visual dynamics, and I'd go. They're on, but I didn't go. I was staying with one of the ladies, the old lady, from the village. When they come back, and don't like staying alone in that house, because I miss my uncle. After and I, my grandmother's sister, was living in down the coast. Been living in house for many years because I was working in the lighthouse. They asked Mary if I could go and stay with her. And she said that I would be safe if I'm leaving with her. So my father let me go. And when I moved them, they called it Poacher Island.
Poacher
Island. That's the worst place. They have a big house and they have everything. What she used for dried fish. Everything plants. I will go out all the time.
How old then?
Well, my father said it was years in December. Then my grandmother said, I'm going to call his son. I'm glad he's going to be my brother. You know what, my friend, before I was like, and my father-in-law had a big boy, and he died. It was a cooler. Then me, and then my son. And my mother was dying. She's going to have a twin. She had the flu. When they're traveling for the gospel.
Cool. And she went to church?
When they went to church. And my mother died in Kedar. And they took her body back to Kedar. It was winter time. So I had a little coffin in the coffin. And I was living with my grandmother in Poacher Island for a long time. They have a school.
Did you go to that school?
Yeah. I was on my grave when they're moving when all the one of my kids. Finally moving to Prince Rupert and the teacher moving too. That's when I never feel that great too when I go to school. It's long ways walk around there. I used to go to the South Park every morning. When the movie the teacher's gone to, I live with my grandma. But we only went to Shrewsbury just to visit my auntie, and she's got sick. We were there one night in her sleep. She was really happy. And she said she was finding everything to come moving down to the island and to come to do the fishing camp. That's what she said. One morning when everybody's out to school, I'm still sleeping. It's only one of my I called my brother Wally, where I didn't even want to go. go to school. I said to my grandmother, Gran, I want to stay home today. I want the teacher to tell him I'm still sleeping. I don't trust her when she's sleeping like that. She's easy. And afterward, grandmother was cleaning up in the kitchen. And he told me, sis, take mom. He's sleeping too long. Usually up early, he said. So when I took the blankets to see how she is, and I touch her face, and where she was frozen. Sister come out the cold night. So I put the blankets back and I said, Brother Wally, something wrong with you. Mommy, I said, yeah, I know. Don't tell Granny. Because my grandmother was always having a heart attack sometimes. Mm-hmm. We don't want her to that after funeral, and I'm back to stay with my grandmother. But we only going in to get some supplies. When my other grandmother from Little Dark Salute was want me to stay with her in what you call Inverness, can we? She's a nice woman. Mm-hmm. And she wants me to stay with her. At the time when I had time, I'm not going to forget this. My grandmother packed everything what we get with her. She dries fish eggs, salts them, and dries some pans. There are some kinds of bologna, dry sea prunes, jar them up, don't touch them, winter and summer we've gone out picking some bologna and sea prunes, but on winter there's a bio course in Prince Rupert, and we have to dig some clams for all night when the tides come down, and when the tides come up, we have to wait. But we do every winter when springtime starts for fish eggs in the summertime. We always come out drifting for fishing, enough for a day for her to do. I enjoy it. But when I'm divorced to my other grandmother, everyone I've got came and couldn't be touched anything. Always got locked into that little cabin she lived in. It's only Japanese people leaving. I believe sidewalk going down. We can meet the front. That lady used to tell me to open the window. When I told his son all about what's happened, one day she asked, Japanese friend, that's in the family. Sometimes an old lady said, "Someday when I'm going to kill you, I'm going to throw you down there," she said. I told that lady, I said, "When you sleep." So she finally scared and told her husband about my father's name. Japanese reset. When I got free and I, my father didn't tell me that she was sleeping with the other woman after woman. And that woman always doesn't want me around. But I live in a canary after when my father picked me. I told him everything what I could, and I told him my blankets missing, and she only give me them in my seats. They're not in my trunk anymore, I said. But she got the money I had. Every time they give my brother give me money, because my grandmother told me to call him uncle. And he never found my little cash box, because he hid it in my other suitcase where I had all my knittings. Because Maggie's taught me how to knit everything. I never need to learn after that, because I already learned everything. I'm not coming against them. But right after that, when I was leaving my party in Clarkson for 2 weeks, and the lady said, "You would throw me out. Doesn't want me to eat in the morning, he just takes me out." My boat are fishing and they always bring me some, everything I want to have. And that lake, my father lived with, wouldn't let me cook anything for myself. But I was at that time, because there's lots of people from Massachusetts from that candidate. And a lady was living there with her 3 dogs and 4 sons. And he said, "God." When he saw me throwing out the house, and he seeing that my father's wife threw me out and had a big stick with her. She was going to throw me on the rail, the way steep way down, and you try to me over. And I just cried when that lady and her daughter running and scrapped. One girl went down to the office and they're looking for her. My lady asked me if I could stay with them. They hired two hours together because not together. And she asked me if I'd stay with them till I find a way to go. And she told me to have something to eat. I was there till my father came in. They're looking for him. And that lady next to the door and never wouldn't let me go in. And I took all of my stuff, like all my suitcase and everything. Every time when I get up, I was on the floor. And got my blankets, my mattress, rolled them up and tied them up and put them up where I had my closely ever. My father came in and I said, I don't know. Something wrong? She don't want to be in that house, I said. He said she's gonna throw over out on the front of the house and she couldn't try to. And the lady said, the wife of yours tell me was no good. Ever since she came in and we see what happened. But she's gonna stay with us. And she asked me if I know how to cook. I said, I know. We used to do some yeast bread. And when she get up early and she put them in the pan and I used to bake them for them. Oh, she's like everything what I cook and enjoy. Yeah. I didn't know they're gonna pay me. They give me $50 a week cooking.
Who's that?
Cooking because they're all working in the cannery and they don't know to cook for them.
Who paid you?
They paid me, all of them.
All the people at the cannery?
All the family in the house.
Whose family?
That woman from Masset. All came from Masset.
Yeah.
He's a really nice.
Yeah.
He had folks going fishing. The smallest ones fishing with his father. Oh, he always had lots of fun. Ask me how do I do the cooking. Oh, you're so good. Really I enjoy when I'm with my grandmother. From Kitchen Crew, father's mother, came down to the cannery. And when they picked me up, they're going around for 3 days. In cannery, they only stayed 3 days. Just the time when everybody's, when the cannery's over, car's over, and the cook's coming up. When they came down, they have everything what they made to some. People from Masset are really having those dry soap films, blue films, everything they had to dry. It's only to bring to the cannery and some dry fish. They're giving some right away to the people who they know. When they went and they're looking for me and they find me in that place. And my grandfather said, how come even with these people from the heist. And didn't say anything to him. He's using his own landlords. Just looking at him. My mother just looked. I said I was... I told him everything. And my grandfather don't leave this place. My mother, my grandmother did it. Because he knows that. It was my grandfather's niece. It's supposed to be my stepmother. She don't like me around. And that's when I went to didn't go, and that's the way I was till I stayed friends with. I had three girls from him and the doctor said he had got a quick TB.
Is that what?
Quick TB. That's what the doctor, his lungs was almost sad over the news. And never last on a needle, throwing all of that. Then my daughter died first. And I was still had was carrying Frank that one. Husband died in October. Then I had Frank Johnson. The way why my father went to name Frank after his father. Now then. All the rest of them. Just the one I had from what I had now.
The whole tree leaving is me.
After my dad, my first husband died, and I meet John. Make up my mind. He asked me to be with him for his life. I just didn't say anything. I remember what my first husband said. He said, we will be living together until we all sin. And not till long. My son. So I couldn't make up my mind when John asked. And I said, I'm going to drink over. And he had been sick too. I had to build my first son from him. And all of us got sick. When we staying at the camp. Got sick and had to put anybody else to get into the hospital. Always got sick. And he says,
so, John's son was good?
Well, now it's, I couldn't go alone. Been had my arthritis for many, many years. Now I couldn't do anything. just only suicide. After when I have a heart attack, and I do anything for a while, and now I'm feeling that my hands are still not good at getting away from it.
What about church? In your young days, go to church a lot?
No, I used to go to church a lot of time. We'll go to church all the time. Now I couldn't stand alone, and I... One day my husband used to go, never missed church. I told you, it's not that healthy anywhere. How did you sit down? He had stroke 3 times, and the doctor told him not to do anything. He wanted to go around all the time. When Bill was having breakfast in the morning, and he was in a healthy place, he said he just gonna have to go down to the subconscious and he's gonna wait for Bill. Then he's got down, he's gonna use the bank to go down. But that's, I know it'll be the last time if he had it. Because he never had rest for some time, he's walking around, trying to do everything what he wanted to do, what the doctor said to him to do. Walk hard. After when he's gone through the third stroke. Well, I guess he's having another heart attack again. The reason why he fell overboard. He was in the river for long, July through November. It's not historic. The doctor said he was dead before he's gone into the even swallow any water.
What about white people in your young days? Did you have any of the white people?
No. Cause I never go alone. I'm not too much. Since I was my age when I was young, I never go home. Just staying with my grandparents in Kittenkirk all the time. Till we met, I and Frank getting into another. I used to go down books all the time. And we all know. On the edge, but I got no one with me. And the manager in fact said, frankly, God sent me money and pass. And I always go down, walking through storage, washing trees. And I was walking there till this month. Open and start working in the packing room. It's the only place I can go. roll your back and look for holes. Some can work in night shift, but I never feel good. Packing, carrying all my clothes before they start. That's what I do, and I don't know how many years I was working there.
Where?
Claxton Canary. Mm-hmm. All gone now, Carly Canary. I was working Carly a long time. I didn't catch it. Baltimore, I was working in Baltimore when we first living together, and Frank, and he took off on me. God was another one. And I was working in a cannery, and the thing was so poor. We all the walking went on 2 hours. Was there too many BC people? One in Sunnyside and Claxton. Baltimore didn't have much fish. So I quit and I moved to Castle. When I heard that my grandfather from Nash going to take me back home when I was working. I was working 3 weeks and I was a cashier can. I made enough money. When one of my auntie told me, my uncle, George Adam, told me about that my father walked woods and Jimmy Woods gonna come up. You're gonna take him back to Kickertown, because he said, that's the time when I pack off my shit, man. I called him my sister. Them and cashier. I was laughing. I was past the bill back because boat that night on the train. I was working at the dog day and I told the train boss I need my uncle to fix my time. Catch the train. I was lying to him. I told him my mother was sick, my grandmother, and they want me home right away. I have to catch the train. And I sang and the boy was being running around, filled up my time for my day. I work every day, 16 hours a day. Now when I finished early, 10 hours, every day, fish in the camp, gee, I'll make money. I'm working in, I don't know how long I'll be working, start from June, and that's the time when the, it's really running good. When I moved to Cassia, we worked there at night. And I like it and enjoy it. I never feel tired. When I get on to bed, I told to Martha, well, Peter Williams still up now. Sleep, I call her my sister, Martha. Told him at lunchtime, Peter came in. He said he's too busy, never even tried to cook. And so he came and told the cook window. And I told him, I'm not going to work, I'm going to catch the train tonight, I said. Told the boss that I'm going. And I told what I said. And they said, ask me, why you want to go home? You're doing a good work. make lots of money. And I do what my auntie told me. Don't sit there. That Father James and Jimmy Woods and Woody Woods, they're coming up to pick me up and they're going to get back to get on the house. So I want to have to go back to be my mom. That's what I said. Well, you think you're right? You think you time will be right? I have to work till 5 and that makes my time. I said, okay, that's what Peter, pack up your things.
Peter
Reeves?
Is that Martha's?
Martha's husband, yeah. It's only 2 leaving now, I guess. Lawrence Phillips and Cooper. I never seen them for a long time because I never got up. Never seen them. I know they're only 2 of them.